Welcome, welcome, welcome to Affirmation Nation. My mission is to empower you by empowering me. By sharing with you the trials, tribulations, and triumphs of my own life, I believe that we will be able to better relate to one another. By sharing with you the tools, techniques, practices, and people I encounter on my spiritual journey, past and present, I offer you the opportunity to learn through me. It is my belief that we are all one people, that our individual struggles are but the struggles of the many with different specifics. Further, it is my mission to move out of the shadow of fear, insecurity, and stagnation and step into the energy of invincibility that is love, abundance, and joy. I vow to foster a practice of radical outjoy and ecstatic honesty. I adhere to the operating principle that as with flatulence, so too with negative thoughts, emotions, and feelings, there's more room on the outside than on the inside. And we are here, and we are present, and we are breathing in. And we are breathing out. My name is Bob Duca. Thank you for joining us at Affirmation Nation. It is, at the time of this recording, it's just prior to Thanksgiving. By the time you hear this, Thanksgiving will have occurred for you. I sincerely hope you had a wonderful one, surrounded by loved ones and yummy food. Not sure what the future holds for me for my Thanksgiving, but that's a whole other story. I am excited about today's guest. He is a spiritual movie critic. He's a film critic who takes a sort of a new age third eye approach to popular cinema. He's not yet here. He's running a little late, but I'm here. I am noting that I am being awkward, and I need to address why I'm being awkward. I cannot speak too much about this, but I do want to address it because I know that it's on people's minds. A former sponsor of the show is in some legal trouble. We have been indemnified of any responsibility, but spaghetti about it, gluten-free pasta with a mob-themed feel has been caught and cited and are now being sued for having pasta with gluten in it. I am devastated by this. The owners, John and Jeannie Macarini, were wonderful people, are wonderful people. I consider them friends, but apparently they allegedly, they were cutting corners and didn't want to spend money on real gluten-free pasta and were serving people, well, pasta with the gluten in it. People got real sick. People got very, very ill. And because of that, there is a grassroots class action lawsuit happening. And it is for people who recently ate at Spaghetti About It and are experiencing, or as a result, experienced some of the following symptoms. Abdominal bloating and pain. Chronic diarrhea. Vomiting. Constipation, pale, foul-smelling or fatty stool, weight loss, fatigue, irritability and behavior issues, dental enamel defects, short stature, failure to thrive. If you've experienced some of those symptoms, what you want to do is get in touch if you want in on this class action lawsuit. They're discussing whether to move forward. That's why I call it a grassroots class action lawsuit. You want to meet with Barbara, no last name, at the Shakespeare Sister Cafe this Saturday at 10. Just for this meeting and this meeting only, men will be allowed into Shakespeare Sister Cafe at 10 a.m. till 11:30, at which point they will promptly be asked to leave. Side note, I suggest once they ask you politely, get out of there as quickly as possible. They will only ask once. But back to spaghetti about it and this issue. You know, I can't tell you how torn up I am about this inside, not just emotionally, but of course physically torn up. Because I, like many of you, was a frequent eater at spaghetti about it, and because of that, I experienced abdominal bloating and pain, chronic diarrhea, vomiting, constipation, pale, foul-smelling or fatty stool, fatigue, irritability and behavior issues, dental enamel defects, short stature, and a failure to thrive. And you know, this is where the old adage comes into play of do not do business with friends or something like that. If there's not one, there should be, because I did business with friends. And here I am telling you about people, normal people like you and I, who went in expecting one thing, and then they leave with things like abdominal bloating and pain, chronic diarrhea, vomiting, constipation, pale, foul-smelling, or fatty stool, fatigue, and of course, dental enamel defects, short stature, and a failure to thrive. I mean, it is just god-awful that these people are going through this. So once again, if you want to get in on this grassroots class action lawsuit, you're going to want to show up to Shakespeare's Sister Cafe at 10 a.m. till 11:30. You're going to look for Barbara, no last name. She says, don't worry about finding her. You can't miss her. She's wearing purple all this month, and she will have her parrot with her. Oh, and she's wearing a Starlight Express show jacket, so you can't miss her. Well, let's move on to other things. I guess we're still... My guest is still not here. Could be in some traffic, I don't know, reviewing a film. Well, you know what? How about a palate cleanser from all that bad news about sponsors and some good news about sponsors? Folks, we have a new sponsor, and I am thrilled to death to advertise these things. I think this is just the neatest thing. It's called Goo Goo Gaga Wawa, and it is baby water for adults. Now, the way that this is packaged and marketed, I think, is really fantastic. It comes in what looks like a baby bottle, but it's for grown-ups, and you know, I have it right here, and you can just... You suckle it just like a baby would suckle the nipple of a bottle or the nipple of a breast. And the idea behind it, this was created by the folks at Happy Baby. Now, I know a lot of you Affirmation Nation heads know that the Happy Baby is a yoga pose. And it's one of the things that people like about it is it relieves pressure on your low back, of course, but it also kind of puts you back in that baby mentality, that baby mindset. And the folks at Goo Goo Gaga Wawa, which is baby water for grownups, the folks there, they have done extensive research and have found a correlation between the suckling muscles of the human mouth and the parts that those musculature activate in the human brain. Basically, because we haven't suckled since we were babies, we haven't used the suckling center of our brain since we were babies. And that suckling center has been found by non-scientists to be crucial in interpersonal relationships as adults, in intuitive relationships with the world around us, as adults. In other words, there's vast parts of our brains that we are not using because we no longer suckle. It is no longer acceptable to suckle. Well, that was then and this is now, because now it's okay to suckle with Goo Goo Gaga baby water, which again is baby water for grownups. What you do is I have it right here, like I said, and why don't I show you again? I won't show you. I understand now that this is an auditory medium. But you just put it up to your mouth like this. And let's say I want to bust. I could be anywhere. Just stand here and... And you just take a little sip of water. And I'll tell you, there is, I feel relaxed. I think it releases some sort of baby endorphins in the same way that, you know, babies get real calm when they breastfeed and things like that. It's not just the melatonin tinctures in female breast milk. It's the musculature of the suckling centers of the brain activated that release endorphinoids that calm you and relax you. Now, this is just dynamite. Goo Goo Gaga water. Baby water for grownups. New sponsor. Feeling good. And I guess my guest is still not here. Okay. Well, why don't we take a, we'll take a little break. And then hopefully my guest will be here. We'll talk spiritual movies and some other exciting things. No word from him?
I haven't heard anything.
Do you have plans for the holiday?
Me? I'm just going home.
Oh.
Seeing family.
Neat.
Yep.
What are you going to, what kind of stuff you guys get into for Thanksgiving? Big gathering?
It's pretty big this year. Cousins coming into town.
Oh, boy.
Yeah, eating.
How many people do you think?
Maybe about 15.
Wow.
10 to 15.
Wow. That sounds like a delightful chaos. And is there a specialty? Somebody makes them?
Specialty?
Yeah. How do you guys do your stuffing?
I don't know. My mom just makes it. However she does.
Yeah.
I'm sure it's special.
Oh, I'm sure it is.
Oh, it's good. It tastes good.
Yeah. You know, different families do different things for, you know. I'm a green bean family. I was a green bean family.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
What does that mean?
We had green beans for Thanksgiving. Some people don't do that.
We have green beans, but...
Oh.
You mean...
Wow, I would fit right in. No, I mean, some people, that's, you know, for certain people, certain families, they're like, oh, every year we have green beans. Other families are like, oh, green beans? I don't want to do that.
Huh.
You know? Or pies, certain kind of pies.
Yeah.
Certain families, you know. You wouldn't not find a fruit pie, but other families are going to say, what? It's Thanksgiving, just a pumpkin pie, you know. But it sounds like your family and my family are in the same boat, green beans.
Green beans,
mm-hmm.
Yeah, we always have green beans.
Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah. I love green beans.
No fruit pie for us.
So when you heading up?
Tomorrow, actually.
Oh.
Just flying.
Neat.
Are you going anywhere? Are you going anywhere?
I'll go with you. Is that what you said?
I asked if you were going.
Oh. We'll see. You know, I got some couple of things kicking around.
You have family?
Huh?
You have family?
I'll go with you. He didn't call or anything?
No.
Well, what am I supposed to do? I don't have a guest. I don't have a show if I don't have a guest. Are you going to tell him me? Are you going to tell him me?
It's okay. Can we reschedule or?
I hope so. I don't know. I guess so. Everybody's going to be mad at me.
It's okay. It's okay. We have that other interview we recorded.
That Oh yeah, the angel guy?
Yeah,
sure. Oh, okay. Hey, you're smart. Good. Okay. I freaked out there. I just, you know, had a little hiccup, and then I saw my whole life slipping away and everybody ostracizing me. Well, folks, this is a first for old Bob Duca. My guest did not arrive today. I am going to play you something from the archives, an episode that I have archived. I think you'll really enjoy it. We're going to work hard to reschedule our spiritual movie reviewer, and you will be updated on that. And I guess that's it. Enjoy yourselves. Happy Thanksgiving. And Again, if you're experiencing pale or foul-smelling or fatty stool, weight loss, irritability, behavior issues, dental enamel effects, delayed growth of puberty, short stature, or failure to thrive, Shakespeare Sister, Saturday, Sunday. All right. Goodbye. Thank you. Hello, and welcome back. We have a special guest I'd like to talk to and share my conversation with you. This is MP. This person just goes by the initials MP. This person is a renowned angel scholar. This person is
a divinologist.
But angelic forces is primarily your medium or your over.
It's my primary realm of interest and focus.
Mm-hmm.
I have to relay a story that led me to this.
Okay.
As a child, I was riddled with what's called chronic hyperpolio concern.
Mm-hmm.
I was very worried that I was going to get polio and that was...
Chronic hyperpolio concern often, yeah, but not always, goes in line with an insane mother.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And at that time, and for the whole of my life, my mother was what was, the doctor said, batshit crazy.
Mm-hmm.
But you
were treated as if you did have polio.
I was treated as if I had polio. I was made to sit in a wheelchair, and I was told that if I got up, I should stumble over, even though I was like, Mama, my legs do work. And she's like, no, what if they don't?
Right.
And I kept saying they do, and she kept saying they don't. And at a certain point, if you don't use your muscles,
they atrophy. Yes.
You know about this.
Yes. Well, you in one of your books, you have a picture of your leg. You look like your legs look like the guy in Avatar.
They were horrifying.
Mm-hmm.
It's somehow the skin started to go inside the bone,
mm-hmm,
you know, into the
bone skin.
Yeah, the rivulets.
Mm-hmm.
So you could see every nuance of my mm-hmm bone structure in my legs.
It looked like a Slim Jim.
They looked like a couple of chicken bones left out in the sun for way too long.
Right. But it was during this period where you discovered that you had an insight into the angelic community.
I did. I was visited by a team of angels who came down to me, and they said that they were a team, that they worked in conjunction with each other. One of them was in training.
Uh-huh.
One of them was a group leader. One of them was just in charge of scheduling. And then the other one was just there. I guess...
You were one of the first people that discovered how rigorously organized angels are.
They need to be because of the sheer number of people on this earth that need their help. And I'm sorry, every time I talk about angels...
You're very emotional, yes.
Every time I talk about angels, I start to cry, which is just so hard because that's my realm of interest and exploration.
Well, yes, and many people know that you're the first five of your self-published books are tear-stained. It's very difficult to read some, but I think it makes it all that more authentic. Now, I wanted to ask you a few things. You believe that there are angels all around us.
This room is lousy with angels right now.
Now, question. Are angels, do they look... like we would think from popular cultures, like they wear a white robe and they have white wings and a halo?
No, for the sheer practicality of flying, they have sort of like a body stocking that's very revealing as to what their physique is like.
And are their physiques, are they humanoid in their physique, or do they?
They have hyper-engorged genitalia.
Uh-huh.
Because that's the manifestation of what the procreation of man, you know, it's a promotion of God's image,
right,
and you need to be able to make more of them.
Sure.
So the angels have gigantic genitalia to remind us that we need to create more images of God here on earth.
And another follow-up question, how tall are they? Are they tiny little angels, or are they big?
They're big lumbering creatures.
Oh.
Very, very threatening when you see them.
Right.
And the other thing is they have tiny little wings. Little tiny
but
little
just,
wings.
Oh, wings.
Wings.
I thought you said wang.
No, oh my God. Goodness, I can't say that word. That's disgusting.
Okay. So they have these small wings on a large body.
With engorged genitalia.
Engorged genitalia.
And they're lumbering, they're gigantic creatures.
So what I'm picturing right now is sort of like a baboon in heat in like a green screen jumpsuit.
That's almost picture
with
perfect.
With tiny little, okay.
But the dog.
Fangs like a.
No teeth. No. They have no teeth. They have virtually no mouth. Just little tiny.
You know what? I'm guessing that's so they can listen better.
That's exactly it.
Now, what is the best way for us to seek help and guidance from angels? Like, I'll leave little plates of milk out for them. And
No. They're allergic. They're the lactose intolerant.
Intolerant.
Yeah. Okay. The things they love most is they love sweets. Ooh, mm-hmm. They love those sweets. Mm-hmm. Oh, I love to leave out Little Debbie's cakes and little samples of, like, Werther's Originals. Mm-hmm.
Well, you said they like gas station sweets specifically.
Yeah, they know that most people who are suffering are budget conscious.
Right.
So they want them to have those candies, mm-hmm. not the budget.
Now, are you crying or are you parched? Because we do have water available.
I'm just thinking about angels, so I'm about to cry again.
Now, MP, I know that you had a difficult time. Mm-hmm. Revealing your secret, like you kept, a lot of people who have these visions, these insights, they feel freakish and they're ostracized.
Yeah,
tell me a little bit about what it was like, or what it is like to be somebody with this gift. And I imagine it must at some point feel like a curse.
Well, I'll be honest,
it's like me with my cyst twin.
Yeah.
Unborn twin that's a cyst.
Yeah, I don't believe that, but I'm glad you're brave
you don't
enough
believe
to
it.
Mention
well,
it.
Teeth and hair in this lump on my back.
Yeah, but anybody,
it's an unborn twin.
Yeah, I don't know, but that could just happen.
My friend.
Okay. Well, okay. I'll be honest. I got myself a job finally. I got some muscle in my legs, and I got a position where I was a toll booth operator.
Oh, interesting.
And I kept having these visions. You know, it was funny when I'd have the vision.
Easy Pass? Did they have Easy Pass at the time?
They did, but that would have rendered me, you know.
Obsolete.
So I was the one booth that people would
you
come
were
up
cash.
To. I was cash.
Okay.
I operated cash. And I before I'd have my visions, I'd always think about the things that Mama would say or yell at me or scream in my face. Mm-hmm. Sometimes when I think about that stuff, it would get a little too, I don't know, make me sad. Sure. But then the angels would come and make me feel better.
Uh-huh.
But I started to tell my coworker, my supervisor, who was in the booth just over to the side.
So you're having to yell across traffic.
Yeah, I'd start to say to him, I'd be like, hey, Donnie, I'm having one of my visitors, and he's right behind you. He's got big engorged genitals, and he's got those beautiful wings, and he's just right behind you. He wants some candy. And he didn't believe me. And I lost that job.
Thought you were...
He's crazy.
Yeah.
Which, and I don't like to use that word because it's a negative word.
Right.
But...
It's an intrusive sound. K.
Yeah. Cur.
K.
Yeah. Z.
K. The only k sound I like is kefir.
Kefir. Now, what is kefir?
Like yogurt water, basically.
Oh.
Or kefir.
Kefir? I don't know.
K-E-F.
I can't digest milk products.
Oh,
just like the angels. I'm lactose intolerant.
Well, maybe I'm an angel because I can't even get near dairy.
Oh, maybe you have a little bit of angel. Now, I'll tell you, there's an angel right behind you right now.
There is?
Yeah, and he wants to give you a hug, but he's saying you need to start to change and don't leave out that milk. Leave out some sweeties for him and stuff. Do you have anything in your pocket? You got any candies in your pocket?
I have some diabetic gum.
None. Okay, here, take one of these. This is just this is a star mint. Put that in your pocket.
Okay.
Ooh, now that angel's going through your pockets. You feel that? You feel him rooting around in your pants?
I don't.
He's hungry. He's going through all your pockets. He's having a good time.
I feel
time.
A chill down my spine.
Yeah, that's probably him. They like to just get in there. They're cold-blooded, too. They don't have good circulation, mainly because they only eat sugars and stuff.
Okay.
But, so anyway, I'm on my seventh book now, which is basically, I mean, I've been criticized. All they are is just retellings of things that I've seen. Mm-hmm. And I'm trying to have people, you know, open up and be able to see angels themselves, too.
Well, I wanted to bring that up. This is a little bit controversial, but I think you can handle it. You you deal in angelic forces, and you think that there's not enough oversight in the angelic medium community.
No.
So you are trying to get a body, a governing body that will register people to work as angelic forces within a given city. You know, it'll change state to state and county to county.
Yeah.
You want this to be, you want people to be card carrying registered angelic force moderators.
That's right. And my belief system is that if we build up an army of these moderators, then our forces will become stronger, and then the angels will feel more comfortable to come down and lead to the reckoning that is inevitable.
See, I would think that I would have another point to make, but I would think that the angels might be intimidated by our army, and then it could start a war with angels.
No. What I hope will lead to, and this all came out of my own frustration of not being able to walk and people making fun of me and calling you like toothpick legs and God hates you, that's why you can't move and you're useless, you know, you should be burned alive and all that kind of stuff.
Right.
What I would like to do is go back and say to those people, hey, you know what? We're here and we got angels on our side and get in their face and maybe attack them. And know that the angels will be there to attack them with us and
okay,
open them up.
It sounds like you're advocating violence, but I want to just table.
I'm sorry. The phrase attack them, let me rephrase it. Render them into a state of consciousness that is unexpected because of a blow to the head.
Okay, well, that's violence.
No. All it is, these are just portals. These are access points because I went through physical pain. My mother rendered a lot of physical pain on me, and that led to me seeing these angels.
Okay.
So all I'm trying to do is make it accessible for these people who are naysayers and negative Nellies to engage the angels.
Okay. Well, I'm not qualified to dissect your logic, but
no,
it does
not
sound to me. But I did want to back up. There's some controversy that people are saying that you are just trying to cash in on this angelic forces movement, and that you're saying that you are the number one angel communicator, and therefore you should be the leader of this governing body that registers people, and you want to give out angel licenses and angel cards.
Yeah, and those angel licenses and angel cards kind of allow you to do whatever you want.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. Because my idea of heaven is you do whatever you want.
Right.
You know, it's a great place. You can eat as much candy as you want. You don't have to listen to your mom. And you can do whatever you want to people and stuff. So I'd like that to happen on Earth so people can feel what it is to feel that divine spirit inside them.
Right.
That's all it is. This is nothing selfish. This is just me trying to help people engage the divinity within.
But you do stand to make quite a bit of money if this goes through.
And there will be financial stability as a result, which will lead to greater divinity.
Well, and nobody can argue with that. Well, MP, I want to thank you for coming here.
Thank you so much. Can I ask you a question? Would you like to be a card-carrying divinitist with me?
An angel divinitist? I'm very short on cash right now. Is there a way that I could maybe get the card and do an installment plan to pay you when I'm able?
We'll talk about an initiation ceremony, okay? Which might involve my neighbor's been a real.
Is Lupita going to be there?
I don't know who's Lupita.
Oh, I'm sorry. Never mind.
I know about Lupita. She shoved that thing in your mouth.
Yes.
I was talking to your friend, the man who doesn't blink.
Lloyd.
Yeah, he was. I didn't like him.
That was a long time ago. Anyway, I'm sorry. I got confused.
But anyway, I was just wondering because I have my neighbor's been a real piece. He's been a real piece of work lately, and I was like, oh, he needs some divinity. So maybe you could come over and get get up in his face. And
you want me to attack your neighbor?
You keep using the phrase attack. No, I want you to clarify the truth and the power of angels to him. But you know, he has to be unconscious.
Okay.
We'll talk about it.
Well, I'm uncomfortable with this, and we're a little bit we're out of time. MP, I want to thank you for coming. And people, where can people find you?
They can go to angelsarerealimnotkidding.com and just log on there. And if you just give me access to your bank account and you give me your address and your height and weight and your willingness
just, you know, fill out the essay of what you're willing to
sure.
do.
There's an essay portion of the website. Mm-hmm. And again, it's angelsarerealimnotkidding.com. Every third letter is capitalized.
Yes.
Okay.
And well, another thing, if you have been convicted of a crime, we can't take you in because there's too much paperwork.
Okay.
Okay.
All righty. Well, my special thanks to my guest.
Oh, and the MP stands for Marissa Pullover.
Oh, you're a woman. Okay. Thank you. Mm-hmm.
This has been an Earwolf Media production. Executive producers Jeff Ulrich and Scott Aukerman. For more information, visit earwolf.com.
Earwolf Radio, boom.com. The wolf's dead.